We're going back to Minneapolis now for more on that bridge collapse. There are many services and gatherings to mark what happened last night and the survival of it. There's a special mass at St. Olaf's Catholic Church in downtown Minneapolis. It's not far from the bridge. We're speaking with Father Mark Pavlik, who spent a lot of time last night speaking with survivors. Father, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you.
What have you been saying to people? What have they been saying to you?
The initial response for many seems to be, that's the way I go home. I was just on that bridge 10 minutes before, 5 minutes after. I had a call this morning from a parishioner who had just missed it by 10 minutes and was saying, Father, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to feel, because if I had not taken 10 minutes from my desk, it could have been me on that bridge.
So what do you say to people who bring you something like that?
Well, I think the first lesson is just trust in God that, you know, you don't know the time or the place, and that every moment is a gift, and to realize you have no control. You know, the control we like to think we have is not always ours.
When something like this happens, you see the real meaning, the real value of life.
Right, absolutely. And what we've been saying is, you know, that's what the church is here for. St. Olaf has a long tradition downtown of ministering to all kinds of people. We're a real oasis of prayer downtown. And the beautiful thing about this is to see that come really strongly to life today.
Don't you think an event like this would lead some people to question their faith as much as to affirm it?
I think we're happy with some, especially those who are intimately involved. We've not seen much of that here yet, and they may come out in the days to come. And we're prepared to talk to people and just listen. You know, that's part of our ministry here, is just being here.
You know, you look at the pictures of what happened and hear the accounts of it. It's almost miraculous that so few people are known dead in this, but there is this lingering, ominous question, because there are dozens of people still missing, and there are those cars in the river.
Right. And that is central to our prayer today. You know, our prayer today is not only for those who have died, but for those who are yet to be found, and for the families who don't know, and to pray for those who are working downtown. I was at Hennepin County Medical Center last night, which is the main trauma center for the people coming last night, and to see the countless volunteers and the police officers and the U.S. Marshals and ministers and chaplains of all sorts just all working together. It's been a powerful sign for me just to see the outpouring of the community gathering together to help one another through this time of need.
Father Mark Pavlik at St. Olaf's Catholic Church in downtown Minneapolis. Father Pavlik, thank you.
Thank you.
NPR will be following the bridge collapse story throughout this day, this afternoon on All Things Considered. More on the recovery and the investigation.